This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
We're a week away from Gibbs 716 Day. How about that? I'm proclaiming this from my vantage point to be a no-bo Wednesday. We'll see if Marty adheres. Hi, Marty.
How you doing? I'm looking forward to Gibbs 716 Day this year. I think, once again, it's going to be a fun few days of learning about different charities and non-for-profit organizations and how great the Western New York Buffalo people are to donate and help each other out. So I met some really good people over the years doing that. So I'm looking forward to the launch that we're going to do, on the 15th. So it's going to be awesome.
Lots to come on that front. Obviously, stay with Sabre social channels for the latest and how you can be involved. How are you involved with the game today, the game at large that is the NHL? Is anything, I mean, there are, here's my headline of the day. What should the Islanders do with Pierre Engvall?
Oh my gosh, that's it, Marty. If that's where we're going.
I'm checking out. You got 53 minutes all on your plate.
I understand that. And if that's what we're doing, I'm going to say, well, it's not just Pierre Engvall, who has 5 years left at $3 million. How about Anthony Duclair, who has 3 years left at $3.5 million, and his coach last year said he was terrible. And that prompted Duclair to leave and say, I need some time off. Now, they're supposedly will talk, and Patrick Roy said, I wasn't good, and I will apologize. But that Matthew Darche situation as a new GM looking at Pierre Engvall and saying 5 years at three, that's not good. That wasn't on my list of papers of topics.
Could be, though, because the Islanders, are they not going to be potentially better than they were last year? Healthy Barzal added another high-profile KHL signing in, is it Shabanov? It'll flip-flop, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Heinonen from Montreal in the Dobson trade. Jonathan Drouin. So there's potentially four forwards that would elevate, obviously, their offensive output. That's just in that alone. Sorokin could be even better, right? Like, he had his moments
He hasn't been good under Patrick.
True, but Patrick's running out of options to go to his beloved Varlamov. So now, and may have even fewer options now that David Riddick is the guy. But like, I mean, these are the directions you can go in on any given day right now when you're focused on the Sabres, and then you go, how do you improve? How do you make it? Who are you better than? And
how are you going to make the playoffs?
I was tongue in cheek with Engvall, but I think the reality is the Islanders lucked their way into a lottery win, which also makes them way better organizationally. I think they're improved here.
Yeah, I look at their list of forward, and look, they acquired Jonathan Drouin. Look, Drouin did good in Colorado with Nathan MacKinnon, almost was a point of game this year and dealt with a lot of injuries. To me, it's going to be health, right? If you're the Islanders and you're healthy, that's fine. They did lose a big piece in Noah Dobson. Basically what they got in return, Emil Heineman's a depth player, and the two first-round picks that they got, they're not for now. It's all about Matthew Schaefer, the first overall pick for the Islanders. But how does, like, when I put the Islanders roster down and I put the Sabres roster down, and I'm going to include Bo Byram on the roster, there is some parts of the roster that is favoring the Buffalo Sabres. I think the defense is favoring the Sabres. I think goaltending, obviously, you got to favor the New York Islanders. If the forward group, if both forward groups are at their best, I think it's very comparable. Like, if you take Josh Norris and
Tate Thompson, the Islanders would then have goaltending edge.
They would have the goaltending edge. But I still think that if you had Josh Norris at his top, and we don't know what that is going to look. He played, you know, a couple of games and that's it. But Josh Norris and Tate Thompson and a Jack Quinn that could elevate and all of a sudden play like he did more in the second half of the year than the first half of the year, and we understand the injury from the year before, that all plays in. Then I'm saying, okay, the Sabres were a better offense than the New York Islanders. The New York Islanders has the better goaltending, but the defense is on the Sabres' edge. Okay, but that, I would take two out of three, but on the, yeah, obviously the key here is what is happening in the net and how does Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen or Alex Lyon rival Sorokin, Varlamov, and David Riddick even with the New York Islanders. But I think, look, if I'm just sitting here right now on July the 9th, I'm saying the Sabres, in my opinion, are better than the New York Islanders. I think that losing Noah Dobson was a big blow to what could be a tough year defensively, hoping they get saved by their goaltender. That's how I look at the New York Islanders right now.
But Dobson had a big dip last year, so that becomes part of the story as to why the Islanders weren't as good as they had hoped. Their special teams were historically bad combined, sitting at 31st in both regards, so one can't imagine that that replicates or duplicates itself, pardon me. And again, this was not meant to be an exercise in Long Island in long form over the course of an hour here, you know, on Sabres Live, but... they're one of the teams.
Yes.
That, like Buffalo, and, you know, if we're to believe how trade rumors and then lack of substance to them or execution of them has unfolded here, there seems to be this stalemate across the league to a certain extent, limited free agents in the pool this year of high impact, but yes, also the notion that all of a sudden 26 teams are in win now mode. So nobody's sitting here wanting to part with futures as the take back in a significant deal. Do you agree with that? Do you think that, because even if you're looking at it like, sure, could the Islanders use Bo Byram? Yeah, they could. Sorry, I just broke my own rule 6 minutes in. I let you talk.
Yeah, you're talking about him.
Nah, hang on. Airplane going overhead.
Well, I can't hear it, so you can mute yourself. But I think that even the Pittsburgh Penguins, who I don't think is anywhere near a playoff spot, are saying we don't want futures right now. They have Crosby, they have Malkin, they have Letang, they have Carlson. They want to, if they were to move something, want to acquire pieces that are going to make them a better team now. I look around the National Hockey League, and it's very, very hard to find a team that is saying we will take futures. Even the San Jose Sharks, with their signings this summer, tells me that they want bodies that can play and try to take a step forward. They're not looking at, okay, give me prospects that will be maybe on the team 4 years down the road or draft picks that we're going to have to draft and develop. That's not what we want. We have those pieces in place. It's very, very interesting, the cycle that has come to every team in the NHL right now. On top of the cap flexibility with the teams because of the rising salary cap. And that's why, like, we put on social media today about Dougie Hamilton. and the New Jersey Devils. But if you're the Devils, you're not looking at making a Dougie Hamilton trade and all of a sudden saying, we're going to acquire a first rounder, a prospect, and a third line player. Like, that's not happening. You are going to be able to get Dougie Hamilton by giving something significant that the New Jersey Devils feel will make him a playoff team, you know, again this year, from, you know, and maybe take steps from where they were last year.
Well, okay, what would that Hamilton return look like for New Jersey? Because they, again, I don't even like this angle that was, you know, the way everybody, because it's copycat opinion, you know, across the board, seemingly. Can you tell I'm frustrated by it? The Devils got, Fitzgerald got knocked for not doing enough to boost offense at the trade deadline.
Yes.
Okay. Well, he was missing Jack Hughes. Like, are you replacing Jack Hughes, the centerpiece of your team? Like, sometimes you just have to suck it up and, like, hope. And hope that the stuff that you did earlier in the year is going to pay off. And I'm not saying they mailed it in. They didn't. But it seems like, in my opinion, they got too much criticism for not doing enough in the absence of a significant injury in Hughes. Now, by extension, maybe a more fair comment is, you know, like, can you count on Jack Hughes? Like, these are ridiculous moments, right? Like, he's not injury prone. Crashed into the boards. The crappy situation against Vegas, right? Gets upended, yeah. Can't defend himself. Boom. Could happen to any player, any time, any shift, any game. So, but if you're asking this question legitimately, if Dougie Hamilton decides, okay, I'll move on. I'll give you my list and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Like, what are the Devils taking back in return? They have kind of a surplus of young defensemen waiting to come in, so maybe that wouldn't be an area that they would look to backfill. They have one of the oldest goaltending tandems in the league in Jake Allen and Jacob Markstrom. They had an underwhelming season statistically from Dawson Mercer. Is he the catalyst, a catalyst that also could go out the door? They added Connor Brown and Evgeny Dodonov.
Yes.
If Tom Fitzgerald had done that at the trade deadline, I'm still not sure that moves the needle in the absence of Jack Hughes.
It doesn't. Nobody can replace Jack Hughes, but I do feel that I'm going to give Tom Fitzgerald a pass for last year, not really going a little bit more aggressively to replace some of the offense they lost from Jack Hughes. But if that was to happen again this year, now you would have to make that happen. The reason I'm saying is that, yeah, even though it was a freak accident that sidelined Jack Hughes when he went hard into the boards in Vegas, that was a collision with Eichel, right? They both went and, but he's played on average 61 games per year. Like, he's missed a quarter of each season on average. So that is, I'm not going to say concerning yet, but if it was to happen again, then you're Tom Fitzgerald. You've got to make sure that you give yourself flexibility to be able to go and acquire somebody. And the flexibility you may have is by trading $9 million Dougie Hamilton, because right now you have six and change left in under the cap, and that's probably going to go to Jack Hughes' brother Luke on defense or close to it. So you need to give yourself some flexibility cap-wise to be able to make a move if you have to. Now, what would that look like? And I'm going to use a Sabres offer maybe for a Dougie Hamilton. But you're not trading Alex Tuck and Tage Thompson and Josh Norris. And, you know, you probably are not trading Jack Quinn right now either. You just signed him, and maybe you put his name out there, but I don't think that that's what you would have to do. I think what you would need to look at is probably Jiří Kulík, to say, okay, there's a center that could come in and play in the place of Jack Hughes if Jack Hughes was missing some time. But if not, you can slide him behind Hughes and Nishier, and he's playing third line center, and you have a good offensive player. That probably is another roster player, and I'm using younger, talented NHL player here, Maybe it's Benson. Maybe it's on the blue line that you're looking at moving somebody out. Maybe it is a Ryan Johnson, but the defense in New Jersey would be pretty stacked. So I don't think they would want that. But it starts with that, and it's probably another big piece, another either high-end prospect or first rounder or something. Dougie Hamilton last year had 40 points, and it wasn't that great of a year. He had 72 points 3 years ago. Like, mm-hmm. That is a high-end, top-of-the-league defenseman, a $9 million defenseman. It's going to cost you a lot in return.
Do you think Hamilton stays a Devil?
Well, the more and more I talk about it, the more and more I see a reason why Tom Fitzgerald would be exploring the trade. Because their group on defense is solid. Their group on defense right now, you have Brett Pesce, you got Brendan Dillon, Jonathan Kovacevic, Jonas Singethaler, you got Casey Nemitz, Luke Hughes. Like, you got seven right there that I say, I can make that work in the NHL. I can make that work, those seven, and I don't have Dougie Hamilton. I trust my goaltending with Jacob Markstrom and Jake Allen. I don't need Dougie Hamilton. So I think if you're the Devils, you could say, yeah, my defense is strong enough. I would like to add a little bit up front, and that is the way to do it, by putting Dougie Hamilton out there. It is early. Well, we're almost in mid-July, but let's just call it early July still.
It is early. Yes. We're not close to mid yet.
Late July. It's late July already, Duffer. I'm fast forwarding like 3 weeks.
I feel like we did this last summer.
I know we did. That's why I said that. But it is early July. So do we see trades happening at this time of year? We do sometimes. That's when Joki Aho was acquired by the Sabres for Alex Nylander. It was on this day in 2019. So we see it happen. But I don't think Dougie Hamilton is going to get traded now. I think that as we get to August, maybe, but that would be more of a October, November type of transaction that would happen in New Jersey, because they would see where they're going. And if New Jersey starts without enough offense, then you...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Pull the trigger.
Are the Devils going to return to 110-point form this year?
No. No, I don't think the Devils returned to 110 points. They had 91 last year, which...
Right. But the year before.
I mean, they lucked out, right? They finished third in the Metropolitan Division, but they were 6 points behind the Ottawa Senators, who were the first wildcard team, and they were tied with the Montreal Canadiens. If I'm looking at New Jersey, Ottawa, and Montreal, I think that New Jersey finishes tops of that group. I think that Ottawa and Montreal, Ottawa probably will be still in the picture. I have a hard time seeing anything good when it comes to Montreal, because I hated that team growing up. And I know they've got great young players, but I just feel like last year it was a little bit unshaky foundation. They got They had a tough start, and then they put it all together. I'm still thinking it's New Jersey, it's Ottawa, it's Montreal, if I was to rank those three teams.
Do you come in this negative on a weekly basis when you do Montreal radio? You're like the only analyst I know of that isn't bullish on Montreal.
Yeah, no, they laugh. People put comment on social media or whatnot. They say, well, we know Biron hates the Montreal Canadiens. He grew up a Nordiques fan. And I like, yes. I was one of the few that picked the Washington Capitals to win in the first round, part of the group of Montreal media. A lot of them had Montreal in seven, Montreal in seven, and I get it. I'm not in the market. I don't care. I don't have to walk around and say, hey, you know what? I picked Montreal in seven. I had Washington in five. But yeah, I think that it's I'm pretty tough on them, and I get it, you know. But I also I'm looking at teams that are in the playoffs, that made the playoffs, and would need to come out for the Sabres to get in, and I would think Montreal would have to be one of them. I don't think New Jersey's coming out, even though New Jersey had 91 points, which is the least amount of points any teams made the playoffs last year. I don't see New Jersey coming out. So now all of a sudden, if you're Buffalo, you have to think, okay, well, Montreal's got to come out. You know, maybe Ottawa's got to come out, but then you have to deal with the Rangers, and we just talked about the Islanders and the Wings, and there's a lot of other teams. So how do you realistically get in? Well, one of those New Jersey, Ottawa, Montreal-type teams has to come out. I don't see the New Jersey Devils coming out.
Yeah, I don't see the Devils coming out. I don't see Montreal coming out, and the oddity, if like from my perspective of how you look at Montreal and their lack of being on an upward trajectory here, we just unexpectedly talked about the New York Islanders,
yes,
and Noah Dobson, who now is with Montreal, so they're better. They have to be better. And before Montreal surprised many by making the playoffs last year, you again may have been the only analyst for the last 2 years that believed in Sam Montembeault. I sure as heck didn't. So I don't understand like your math, because like the Habs should be better here. Montreal didn't win the series in part because Montembeault got hurt against the Capitals.
Yeah, it was a big part. It was a big part because that game where Thompson and Montembeault got hurt, Thompson looked like he was going to be done for 5 years, and Montembeault had just like cramped. And it turned out Thompson is back in the next day, and Montembeault's out. It was really weird. I don't like Montreal's group of forward. I think it's a one-line driven type of team. It's a Suzuki, Caulfield, Slavkovsky driven line. What we saw, and Patrick Laine was, I mean, he showcased it against the Sabres with a hat trick on the power play, one of the games in Montreal. But what we saw out of Laine was power play success early, and then it faded away after that. What, Kirby Dach was hurt. Is Kirby Dach their answer in the second line center spot? No. You got huge contribution from Brandon Gallagher and Josh Anderson last year. Like, I just don't see it continuing. So it's a one-line team. They're better defensively, and I don't mind their goaltending with Montembeault and Dobesh, but I think they're not going to be able to provide enough offense the way they're built right now.
Demidov?
It was great as it started, but I think, again, he doesn't have anybody to play with. Is he going to play with Kirby Dach and Patrick Laine? I'm like, this is going to be a sure, like, a three-ring circus, and you have no idea if somebody's falling off the high wire, because it's going to be very risky.
I hope you're right.
Well, I mean, who else is coming out? Like, oh, no, Washington, I think Washington could come out, but I think you like the Washington Capitals. So,
well, I think the Capitals aren't going to be as good as they were a year ago, because they're basically exactly the same. I can't imagine them repeating. I don't think they're going to drop significantly. The Rangers are a huge wild card, obviously, in all of this. That, like, a year ago at this time, suggesting that the Rangers and Bruins were not going to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
the Bruins, I could see a little bit. There's no way I was going to see the Rangers.
Well, the only reason everybody was negative about the Bruins, well, free agency for one, but the Swayman mishandling is what had people. But, you know, yeah. So it's, look, everybody knows the path isn't easy, nor should it be, obviously. So that's why we sit here on a daily basis trying to talk about, like, what do we do next? What do we see? There was a trade in the NHL last night. We'll talk about it in the next segment. It's like AUA day here. Ask us anything on social at Sabres Live. And there was a name that you mentioned a few minutes ago from a Sabres standpoint that I'm reluctant. I've been kind of reluctant to spend a ton of time on it, but it is worth spitballing. It's just the sample size is so small. It's like making an off-season trade and not knowing how the player is going to fit. Yeah. But this player is Josh Norris. And we have not had a day, and I get it, we'll probably have two of them in August and three more in September. Very similar if we start this discussion now. But, like, what are you sitting here thinking Josh Norris is going to be statistically in his first full year as a Sabre?
Well, I mean, what I want and what I think he's going to be, maybe two different things. I would want Josh Norris to get me a point a game. At the very bare minimum.
But Yuri Kulik didn't as a first-line center, and Tage Thompson still pushed 50.
Yeah.
So
but you're losing production from J.J. Paterka, so I'm like, okay, so it's got to come up. Production has to come up somewhere else. And if you want a top line that is going to be an NHL top line, you need Thompson to be 90 points and 45 of those goals, and you need Josh Norris to be 80 to 85 points if he plays all 82 games and probably 30 of them goals, like 30-50 for Josh Norris. Would I take 25-45 for 70? Yeah, I would take that. I think that's more realistic, but I would like 30-50 to be 80 points at the end of the day. I think if you're getting that, you're getting 90 plus from Tage Thompson. And whoever's playing left side, that it is Benson or whoever, is going to collect a lot because, well, maybe it is power play, and the power play needs to be better. But I think that's what you need out of Josh Norris. You need 30, 50, 80 at the end of the day.
We would love to see you at Sabres Fan Fest, which happens in September. It's presented by Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. It is the annual event that really helps launch the upcoming season, because it wraps itself around the Prospects Challenge, which will be happening at Lecom Harbor Center in that particular weekend. Saturday, September 13th in Ticketmaster Alumni Plaza, player appearances, fun games, activities, so much more. Marty has been involved in some of the outdoor shooting demonstrations, goaltending demonstrations, if you will. We've got the all-day street hockey tournament on Perry Street. All the details, sabres.com/fanfest. Learn more today. We're back after this on Sabres Live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.